Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm here to present Deloitte Corp to you. My name is Cameron Wickham. I'm the CEO of Deloitte Corp. A little bit about myself. My background is investment banking, corporate finance. I started my career at Macquarie Capital and then continued on to the issuer side, helping companies go public, complete finances and M&A transactions. I've been in the vape space for just over 10 years now. So this is a vape opportunity. So a little bit about the company. It's listed on the CSE under the symbol NIC, NIC. Right now we're trade at a three just over a $3 million valuation with 29 million shares outstanding. Last year we reported revenue of 34 million. And currently on a run rate of 40 million. So a little bit about the platform. 180 Smoke is our key asset. We're an omni-channel vape retailer. So in Ontario, we have 31 brick-and-mortar locations. We also have an online Canada-wide e-commerce platform. So those are our two kind of keys to the business. Yeah, the other thing about adjusted EBITDA last year, we are in the positive. So we did 235K last year in positive EBITDA. So these are some of the investment highlights. I'll kind of quickly go through it and we'll circle back to that at the end of the presentation. But huge untapped market potential with strong recurring revenues. We have diversified revenue split. We do have a strategic nicotine expansion plan. One of our goals is to become a national brand retailer of nicotine products. And we have a strong customer base with over 240,000 loyalty members. And this is a consolidation play. So a little bit about the vape industry. It's a $2 billion industry by 2025. This is one of the fastest growing sectors in tobacco industry. Right now, we've outpaced the industry growth, which is about 7%. We're outpacing it by 25%. So it's a huge opportunity across Canada alone. The market is very fragmented, so it's controlled by mom and pops. And this is a huge opportunity for us, being public and having the platform in place to really consolidate the sector. So a little bit about vape products for those of you who may not know. So the largest, subsector of the nicotine space is the disposable category. These are products manufactured in China, imported. We don't actually manufacture any of the disposables. We buy them from Canadian third-party distributors. But that is one of the fastest growing sectors in the vape space. E-liquids represent about 23% of our sales. We do have an e-liquid manufacturing facility on site. But that is, with the convenience of disposables, a lot of the market has shifted towards that. And you pair that with the hardware and refill those as you go. And pods are very similar to disposables with reusable batteries. So I'll kind of jump into our revenue mix. So our primary business is nicotine vape. The B2C aspect of the business represents just under 70% of our revenue. That consists of the 22 brick-and-mortar stores in Ontario and our Canada-wide e-commerce platform. So we have a consistent elevated experience across the platform. We have direct access to the consumers and the ability to educate, advertise, and promote in an age-restricted environment. The other aspect of the business is the B2B model. We do have 9 franchise stores. Not looking to expand that side of the business. Margins on the B2C side of corporately owned stores are our focus right now. The B2B side is more of a wholesale margin, so about 15% as a, selling products to those, to our franchisee partners. One of the key differentiators between us and some of the mom and pops is our partnership revenue. So we partner with big tobacco, likes of Philip Morris and British American Tobacco. So they use us as an experiential hub and a conversion center for some of their brands. This enhances profitability, do data deals with them. And they also, activate within our platform for their products. That's really key because, that offsets a lot of the rent from their installations. So right off the get-go, when we open a new store, they grow with us, and they continue to expand as we expand. So that, from day one, offsets a lot of the rent costs and pretty much pays for some of the retail rent, which is one of the biggest costs of opening up a new store. So that's really key for us is, with our scale, we're able to have those partnerships, whereas other mom-and-pops in the sector do not have that. And that really enhances the profitability for us. We do have a secondary business, a legacy business in the cannabis side of things. We have three brick-and-mortar stores in Ontario, and that's doing about just under $3 million a year in revenue. We have limited exposure to that. We're looking to divest from that, just to make it clear, as a pure play story in the nicotine space. But that is a business that is profitable. We're kind of just holding in the back pocket until we can find a new home for that. And that represents just about 11% of sales. So jumping into 180 Smoke itself. So as I mentioned, there's 31 stores in Ontario. We only have brick and mortar in Ontario currently, looking to diversify and get outside of just Ontario. We see growth as a two-pronged strategy where brick and mortar and e-commerce are go hand in hand. We can't do Google ads or some of the, it's an age-restricted product, so we can't do a lot of the different things that traditional other businesses, or I guess, can do. So really, looking to, we have 240,000 loyalty members across the platform. So that's our key form of marketing. We do targeted ads directly to the customers, and that customer base flows across brick and mortar and e-commerce. But we segment the data and what the purchasing powers or purchasing of each of our customers, and do targeted marketing through that to them directly by email blasts, and also Big Tobacco and other partners, product partners, how they look to do, advertising and discounts and stuff like that. So we push that towards the right customer. So our online and brick and mortar represents about, it's pretty close to an even split, 50-50. And really, we have, 42% margin on the vape side of the business on average. It's a little bit higher on the e-commerce side of things than our brick and mortar is. I guess brick and mortar is about 40%. So I wanted to run you through a case study. So this is looking at how our platform can take a mom and pop to the next level and turn it to profitability. And I'll talk a little bit about the growth strategy as well here. So we had a store at Woodbridge, Ontario. I was doing about $15,000 a month in sales when we took over. And we were able to scale that by 240% within a month by doing all the different areas of improvement. So elevated retail experience, we revamped the store with our 180 Smoke branding, implemented the product mix that we have across our platform, and advertising and promotional activities. Introduced the loyalty rewards program, and also retrained all the employees with our templated training. We rolled in the partnership revenue. That was really key to driving the incremental sales, and centralized all of the functions like accounting, marketing back to the headquarters. So on the growth side, it roughly cost us about $125,000 to open up a new store. That's basically a 50-50 split between inventory and build-out costs. And really what we're looking for is stores that will generate about $600,000 to $750,000 per year in revenue, and targeting bottom line EBITDA of about 15%-20%. So just over $100,000 per year in EBITDA. Now, right now, we're sitting at $40 million run rate across the platform and positive EBITDA. But really, we have the infrastructure in place to support double the amount of stores. If we wanted to cash cow the business and really just look at an EBITDA figure to drive that number higher, we could eliminate a lot of the team. But at the end of the day, this is a international opportunity. Right now, we're focused in Canada and getting outside of just Ontario from a brick-and-mortar standpoint. So we look at this as we have the infrastructure in place, we have the public company in place to really run a consolidation play on the sector. Right now, we've been focused on using our cash flow to open up new stores. So we're targeting 2 to 3 new stores per quarter, just with organic cash flow. But the opportunity is as fast as we can target the market and get access to the right growth capital. So this, when we look at M&A, sitting at a $3 million market cap, we haven't really. This is our first summer of really telling the story. We have historically kind of acted like a private company, getting things to profitability. So we've got that now. We have the infrastructure in place to really accelerate growth. And with some of the new taxes on products, mom and pops are struggling to keep inventory and to be profitable. So this is really the opportunity to consolidate the space. So I just kind of quickly jumped through the cannabis division. So we have 3 stores. It does about just under $3 million a year. This division is on the block for sale on roughly kind of 25% average margin. It's profitable, so we're just sitting on it right now. So a little bit about how we came to be. So we acquired 180 Smoke back in 2021, March 2021. So we, dLocal, bought all of the shares of 180 Smoke for $1, and we pulled together a consortium of investors to buy out all the debt. We then took the time to do a rebranding. We did a 5-to-1 consolidation and a rebranding to dLocal, as well as a ticker change. And then a year later, we came back, settled all the debt for about 40% of the company at that time. We've made a move to the Canadian Securities Exchange, and then we've also listed on the Frankfurt Exchange. And last December, we did a $900,000 convertible debenture offering, which is our last real financing that we've done. And we have done some debt cleanup along the way as well in beginning of this year. And a little bit about the capital structure. So right now we have just over 29 million shares outstanding. With the convertible debenture and outstanding warrants and options, we're sitting at just under 51 million shares out. Our company is very tightly held. So we have between 11 different holders. There's about 75% of the stocks tied up. They continue to participate in financings as we grow. Very loyal, supportive investors. But this opportunity really, we're looking to introduce. Get new people on the cap table, new investors on there to support the growth model and the consolidation play, and really looking for supportive investors, not only playing, in the private placements, but also in the markets themselves to really get us to that level where we can utilize the currency for M&A opportunities. So we do have a very experienced leadership team. Christina is our COO. She was formerly at Tim Hortons and Revlon. She leads the charge on the operational side of things, and also actively sits on the board of the Canadian Vape Association. So she's heavily involved in monitoring regulatory changes, actively going towards to government officials, to stay on top of things like tax changes and regulatory changes. A lot of our employees have been with the company since the company was founded 10 years ago. So we have very strong front of the house and back of the house from that side of things. Board also has a lot of retail experience and accounting experience as well. So kind of circling back to the investment summary. So as I mentioned, this is a huge market, a $2 billion market in Canada alone, highly fragmented, ready for consolidation. And we've outpaced that growth. Strong recurring revenue. Last year, we reported $34 million with 40% gross margins and positive EBITDA of $235,000. And current run rate based on Q1 of this year, we did $40 million and positive EBITDA, just over $100,000. But like I said, this is a business that is set up for growth. We are focused on being profitable, but we have the infrastructure and all the tools in place to really expand to become that national brand. We have a diverse revenue split between our B2C, B2B partnership revenue and cannabis division with strategic growth plan to get to get to that next level, adding 2 to 3 new stores per quarter with our cash flow. And really, the key to the platform is our customer base. So that 240,000 customers is really the opportunity to market to them. We're looking at ways to monetize the customer list, looking at affiliate marketing opportunities to generate revenue with little to no cost. So all could go to the top line, bottom line. As I've been mentioning, the consolidation play is really how this platform expands, because just adding 2 to 3 new stores per quarter, that doesn't really get us to the point where we have, a $50 million company, half a billion dollar company. The opportunity is now to consolidate this space, and we can act as fast. There's no other leaders in the space in Canada that have really taken control, and no other public companies. So we're very well positioned with a favorable valuation, being at, $4 million market cap to our $40 million revenue, trading at a significant discount. So I guess I can open up to some questions. Anyone has any? Yeah, the cannabis.
Sure. Hi.
Yeah, the cannabis market's tougher. There's already consolidators in the space. Margins are about 25% compared to 40% on the vape space. And we don't have, with three stores, we're just not set up to consolidate that space. So we'll let that to someone else. But on the vape side of things, we do have the brand, we have the infrastructure, we have the team in place to really dominate that side. So that's our focus. All growth capital has been allocated to that side of the business.
What? Consolidating the industry. I mean, are you consolidating? Are you looking to buy chains of stores? What is it? How do the two pieces fit together?
Right.
So can you differentiate between adding 2 to 3 new stores per quarter versus a significant M&A opportunity? Are you talking about buying a chain of vape stores? How do the two pieces fit together?
Yeah, so our focus right now has been organically growing in Ontario, just given our main warehouse is there. We want to diversify and enter into BC, get something on the West Coast, because shipping from Ontario out west really is not competitive. It takes too long to ship there. It's fairly costly. So looking to utilize small M&A, we're not looking at things that are too dilutive, but, one, two-store chain, mom and pop, that, is struggling to kind of keep inventory stocked. When we look at that, we're looking for good leases. We're looking for existing customers. But that's, for us, it costs about $125,000 to open a new store. So we're not talking expensive, dilutive M&A here. We're talking small, consolidating small mom and pops to begin with. Because I'd like to utilize the currency, to do a lot. If we're buying something for, 3x EBITDA or 2.5x EBITDA, one times EBITDA in cash and the rest in stock. But at a $3 million valuation, can't really use the currency at the moment. So we've been taking the time to organically grow in Ontario right now, because just low-hanging fruit there, and we can support the whole platform. When we look to enter into, the West Coast, looking to set up a platform with 2 to 3 stores to begin with, a pick and pack, facility, which could be out inside of the existing, just a large vape store. And then from there, once we have, more scale and traction in the West Coast, we can, look to have a bigger facility. Yeah.
Would you mind going through your cap table and your debt, your balance sheet? Sorry, I missed that slide.
Yeah, this. So we have 29 million shares outstanding. The convertible debentures, we have 900,000 of principal outstanding, convertible at 10 cents. The warrants, mostly 9 million of that is for the convertible debentures, because it had full warrant coverage. And the rest are from some of the other financings. And then there's employee options of 2.2 million. So that brings us to just under 51 million.
Okay, thank you. And the balance sheet?
The balance sheet, this is a retail business, so we have about $2.5 million in cash. We have probably about just under $3 million of inventory. Those are really the key assets, on the balance sheet. However, I think the last for the Q1 financials, I think we had $14 million in assets. That's the brand and all that kind of stuff that's on there, and the lease accounting. On the debt side, there's about $13 million reported on our actual balance sheet. But there's 1.7 of debt, true debt on the company. A lot of that's the lease accounting and stuff. So you got to take that out. But 1.7 of debt on the balance sheet.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. You had average monthly traffic of about 3,000 per store. Is that number fairly steady? Is it growing? Is it declining?
Yeah, we've found retail to be very steady right at the moment. We've maximized kind of same store growth. That's been our focus over the last little bit. We've only really started to, build out, open up new stores. We've been a little bit, we've been focused on the on really getting to that positive EBITDA. So focused on same store growth. The traffic, there is times in the year where it's in cycles, but fairly steady. Looking at the end of the day, we'd like to push as much sales as we can online, which is really key for us. And we have seen our online sales explode since the end of last year, about a year ago. Anyone else? Okay. Well, if anyone has any more questions, feel free to come find me. We can set up a conference or meet in person. I'm based out of Toronto. But Julia Becker also here works with us, so she's local. So, yeah, thank you very much.